Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off site-wide, plus premium doorbusters, and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Pass the aux cord and crank up the volume. Figgy Figs in the driver's seat. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride. It's time for Figgy's Mixtape on Sports Radio 610.
Yes, it is Figgy's Mixtape on Sports Radio 610. It's your man Figgy Fig holding it down on a Wednesday. Happy Wednesday to everyone out there. Hopefully hopefully you come to Sports Radio 610 to kind of get away from everything and talk some sports and have some fun and all that good stuff. I'm glad to be providing that for everyone out there. And speaking of that, I ran across this list from Hollywood Reporter. So they released a top 50 list of the best TV shows of the 21st century. And I'm using 21st century loosely because they put a couple of stuff in there that was clearly in the 90s. Mm-hmm. And I want us to go over this list, and I want to see what our field goal percentage is.
Okay, what's our hit rate?
Yeah, what's our what our shooting percentage is?
So like how many of these?
How many
and
shows?
And we were dug in on them.
How many shows we actually watched?
Not we. Came across them or heard about
yeah,
them.
Yeah, not right. Yeah. How many shows?
All right, I'll count.
How many shows did you give a good shot to? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So I'm gonna start at the bottom. Number 20, Peep Show.
No idea.
Have you heard of that?
Heard of it, but no.
Peep Show. You never watched it.
Nope.
Okay. Rectify. Is that Rectify?
That is what the word is. But I ain't watched that show.
Yeah.
I actually haven't heard of that show, to be completely honest.
Yeah. Friday Night Lights.
Heard okay. of it. Funny enough, never watched it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I'm the jerk who, particularly on Friday Night Lights, I'm Book is Better guy.
Put a pin in that.
I'm Book is Better
put
guy.
Put a pin
though.
In
I'm
that.
Sorry.
We'll get back to that.
Actually, I'm not sorry. Book is Better. Sorry.
All right. Hope and Catch Fire.
Halt and Catch Fire?
Heard of Halt and Catch Fire.
I have not.
Never gave it any time.
I'm 0 for 4 right now, man.
Same. We are all.
Breaking Bad. That's my first shot.
Okay.
I'm still 0 for 4
one
for
Bucket.
Yep, 1 for 5.
I have watched Breaking Bad like on the side, like when somebody else is watching it, but I am not actually.
Oh, really?
Haven't dug into it. Never ran it.
Okay. Atlanta.
100%.
I
all the way through
too.
Multiple times.
2 for 6.
Nope.
Enlighten.
Don't even know what that is.
I don't either.
Yeah.
ESPN's 30 for 30. I'm sure everybody's seen that.
How
30
does that
for 30.
Count as a show?
I don't know.
It's that's a top show of the
that's
20th.
A documentary series.
Yeah.
But count it.
The Americans. I think John Lopez is the only person.
Such a great show.
On this floor.
I watch
in
every
this building.
Episode. I watch every episode.
I've heard great things about it.
It's a great show.
What about The Daily Show?
Of course.
Yeah.
Oh, you're like,
yeah. I don't think I ever tapped into it.
That's fair.
I seen it on, but I never like tapped into it.
Yeah.
BoJack Horseman.
100%. I love the hell out of that show.
Pardon me?
Oh, you're not familiar.
I'm like, who?
Did you know that one, Figgy?
No, I didn't.
What's BoJack Horseman? Like, just real quick.
It's an animated show about a...
I'm out.
It's an animated show, but I mean, it's an adult show. It's about... Like, it's in this kind of pseudo world where animals basically operate like
okay.
as well and live like a side.
And you were in.
100%.
Are you an anime guy?
Not really. I'd be lying if I said I was. There's a few that I love, like Cowboy Bebop, Samurai Champloo, but I haven't.
You in there more than anybody.
Fair enough. Touche.
Freaks and Geeks.
Great show.
I've seen it, but I've never dug in.
It's only one season, if does anything.
Well, maybe it's worth it.
It's a great show.
What about Girls?
Never heard of it.
I've heard of it. Have not watched it. I did not watch
these
that.
These are the top 20 shows. This is their top 20.
Well, a lot of the ones that I know, I'm like, yeah, I've heard great things about them.
And Big Bang Theory isn't on it.
Why would that be the case? You take the laugh track off of Big Bang Theory, you'll be sitting there sad, bro.
Freaking awesome. Awesome show.
That show stinks.
Seen every
to
show.
To high heavens.
Put a pin in that, too.
Right. Better Call Saul.
Yes, of course.
I never seen that.
I'm not counting it on my list just because
once I finish Breaking Bad, I ain't want to see the spinoff to that. Was it Reservation Dog?
Mm-hmm.
That one is one I've heard great things about. That's the one on this list that I've lied to myself about. You know how you're like, oh, I'm definitely going to watch that, but you know you're lying in
you're
that
You're probably
moment,
not going to watch it.
But yeah. I really do want to watch it.
The Wire.
Of course.
Greatest show in the history of American television. Yeah, I stand on
that. I love that show. So many quotes from that show.
I stand on that. Ten toes down.
On what? Quicksand?
Oh, man.
Wow. The Wire.
You don't like The Wire?
I watched every episode. But greatest show of all time.
Greatest show in the history of American television.
It's a great show, man. How they tied in all of these seasons. Yeah. It's a good show. Mm-hmm. 30 Rock.
Great show.
Awesome.
Love it.
I never seen it. Mm-hmm. I never watched it. Succession.
I'm ashamed to say I haven't seen it. My kids all saw it and said I would love it. And it's just kind of like what you're talking about, Reggie. I'm like, I've just never gotten around to it. Never, you know, set it on the agenda.
I watched it. I feel like, to me, honestly, I might be the hot take. This might be the hot take. I feel like it's a little bit overhyped, man.
Succession?
Yeah, I think so. I think it got its moments, but the way people was pumping it up, man.
It's rich people nonsense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's the thing.
It kind of get, and we talked to Sean Pendergast about it a little early. It is a little boring at times.
It started out slow, apparently.
Yeah, very, very slow. Yeah. And I think that first season, I really got dug in for the season finale. I think it was the second season before that season finale. That's when I was like, oh, okay. But, yeah, I think it's a little overhyped. Number two, The Sopranos.
Great show.
That might be the greatest show. It's on the list,
I haven't finished it off yet, so I'm probably like a couple of seasons towards the end.
Yeah, I watched the first season. I didn't go back to it. I need to go back to it, though. It is a good show. And the number one show, Mad Men.
I loved Mad Men. I would not call
it. I never
it
even
best.
Heard of it, man.
Well deserved. Definitely up there. I don't know if I'd put it number one.
Exactly.
But it's up there. It's great story, great finale. Like, the finale makes or breaks the standing of a series.
I don't know. I feel like there's a lot of shows that it's hard to end something that people become really attached to.
I thought
it was a solid end, but there was people that weren't happy with it because, again, you're trying to please a lot of people that have come into the tent.
Yeah.
I think a lot of these, I realize that, the shooting percentage.
What's y'all field goals?
I'm 9 for 20.
Not all that great.
I'm 6 for 20, man.
Yeah.
I'm Jalen Green in 2022, man. It's looking ugly, man.
Yeah, and really...
8 for 20?
Breaking Bad was a long-running series that I watched the whole time.
Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off select styles. Plus, score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. That's up to 45% off and a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
But I never really, I mean, I was into it. I feel like obligated to watch it. Once I was in, I was in. Like,
yeah. All right. I hate that feeling.
Right?
Especially with TV shows, people get to this place. And the thing that I always compare it to
yeah.
books, right? Or I guess books is the other way. Like people watch a TV show and they're like, nah, I don't want to watch it. I'm done. Don't leave it. People read a book and they're like, I got to finish it. I started. I'm like, no, you don't.
Yeah, you don't. Yeah. Close it.
And that's been my problem too, especially with like Succession, because I was pressured to watch that.
Yeah.
And
that's probably why you didn't make me do this?
I'm like on episode 8 and season 1 or whatever it was.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, man, I'm not into it, man. Mm-hmm. And I felt pressured to watch that. I have a tough time just bailing out of a show.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like I got to finish it.
I don't. Comment. Man, there's only so much time. And I think that's why, I mean, not entirely why, but that's some of why our lists aren't as, our hit rate isn't as high.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, especially when you do this thing where either you work in sports or you just love sports, there's always sports going.
Yeah.
It's something that you don't realize. I didn't really think about it until we hit COVID and so many things stopped. And I was like, oh, wow, I'm so used to sports always being there.
Yeah,
and I watch so much stuff. Do you know how caught up I got? On pop culture. And it's I'm surprised that I had 8 out of 20, to be completely honest, because it's just so hard to keep up with this stuff in addition.
Yes.
And I think the other thing too is like some of these shows, depending on how long it's been running, when you look at how many seasons it is, if it's like 6 seasons, then I'm already out. I'm like, man, I'm too far behind. It's too much
of
catching up.
Cramming,
man,
to do. Yeah.
Yeah, I ain't got. If it's like 1 season, 2 seasons, then I'm like, all right, this is perfect.
Yeah.
But if it's like 6, it's just like, nah.
Yeah, the bingeability of the show.
Yeah
absolutely. Yeah.
So it's a new trend going on, man, and this have to do with, I guess, people naming their daughters after their best friend's dad.
That's so
Have you guys heard of this?
No, not even in the slightest.
Yeah, so
that's weird.
Yeah, so this is the next big trend, pretty much. I guess people naming their daughters after their best friend's dad. So for an example, you got names, people naming their daughter Scotty or Tommy, Mickey, Billy. So that, I guess that's a new trend of, I guess, creative ways to name your daughter.
Tommy is a bit of a reach. I get that some of these, you know, Chris, you know, there's a lot of names that can go either way. Kim, you know, they can go male or female. Tommy? And I started to think, like, okay, let's say Leah was... I was named after
her best friend.
One of her best friends named their daughter after
Johnny.
Me.
So it would be probably J-H-O-N-I-E, something.
Yeah, some
like
weird.
That.
Yeah.
Or, yeah, it wouldn't work with my name. My name is Edward.
So this is really a thing that people are naming after their best friend's dad's name?
Yeah,
their daughter.
Yeah, that's like the hot new trend.
Mm-hmm. Why are people, like, if anything, naming a person, a human being, is not something we need to be doing like TikTok trends on. Like that human is going to have to deal with this. Like, that's one of the things I immediately think of whenever this child is named this, and I'm like, why do you not like this child? Will be bullied. Kids are not good people.
It feel like you're supposed to name your kid. It's supposed to mean something.
Mm-hmm.
Like, even if it's after your Aunt Sally or something, like, or somebody a couple generations ago.
You don't have to mean nothing. I just feel like it's got to be something the kid can live with, right? Because like, at least 18 years, they're not going to be able to do much about this, right?
Yeah.
They're going to have to deal with this. So at the very least, even if they're going to go ahead and change it or go buy something else a little bit later, for that time where they can't do nothing about it, help them out.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Look, man, if I have a kid or a daughter, I'm not naming her after my best friend's dad.
Yeah.
Like, why would I do that?
That's a new one. I never even knew that existed.
Yeah, yeah. I thought that was kind of interesting. Yeah. But
someone said Edward works. Go with. I guess they're going Edie here as opposed to Eddie.
Edie. Oh, okay.
Like Edie Falco.
Yeah.
Okay. In The Sopranos.
Speaking of The Sopranos,
what would you do with Reginald? So if
Regina goes all the time.
Regina,
but that's not naming him after.
That's
it would
a
have
different
to be some
name.
Some derivative of Reggie.
Well, I guess Reggie is also one that I look. As
can
someone,
you name a
someone
female who, Reggie, or do you know a female named Reggie?
Did you watch the show Rocket Power? Because the girl on that show was Reggie, and trust me, everybody's like, oh, you have a girl's name. I was like, that's not really.
No,
how
it's
works.
The other way around.
That's not really how that works.
I did remember a wide receiver named Ashley Lalee.
Man, let me tell you, that you could tell immediately, a thought came to mind. My seventh grade football team, mm-hmm. our running back was 6 foot tall in the seventh grade and fast. my mom used to say, and actually, let me not say that. I'm not putting moms out there like that. However, that man was fast as all get out. And for some reason, I was playing linebacker. I remember trying to tackle that boy. That was a problem, right? His name was Ashley. And it was one of those things where you learn early. We're like, oh, okay, cool. Mm-hmm. Like, don't make fun of nobody's name. You don't want those problems.
I knew a guy named Shirley.
Really?
Yep.
Mm. What y'all call him?
Shirley Temple. Because we're mean kids. Because we're mean kids. I was wondering if you were going to ask, because the first thing I thought is old Shirley. We just call him Shirley Temple.
Yeah. Oh, man. All right, I'll get y'all out of here on this. What's a red flag to see when you go in somebody's house?
713.
Yeah, when you go in somebody's house, you could be looking around.
No, I'm with you.
Something they do. Like, what's a red flag where you be like,
First thing I thought of was a smell, not a C, but you said C. If a house smells, I'm like, very judgmental.
I got a couple things.
Very judgmental.
I got a couple things on this list. I want to see how you feel about this. No hand soap in the bathroom.
Oh, that's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
That's a great one.
Yep.
What about this? No cleaning supplies.
Well, you have to dig around if you're looking for cleaning supplies. Most people keep them put away.
True. Yeah. What about this? No sheets on their bed, but they clearly slept on it.
Oh, deal breaker. Deal
no
breaker.
No sheets on the bed. They just raw mattress.
Sometimes
mattress.
You can see where like their body left like a, not a stain, but like a mark of where they're,
yeah.
713 says dirty toilet. 832 says a litter box. Just any litter box? Because my first thought.
That one on this list, it's a dirty litter box.
Okay.
They had cats.
I see, if I see cats on the table, I get a little uncomfortable.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah. This one hits home to me. When I see you have a pet, and that pet is clearly comfortable going to the bathroom all in your house.
Yeah, no.
It's like, that's the thing. It's like, nah.
Training pad for a puppy is a different thing.
That's different. But when you got a grown-ass dog and you always clean, like, he just cool with going to the bathroom in the crib, man.
Yeah.
Nah.
Yeah.
I'm cool. Another one, cats walking around on the counter.
That was, yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Nah, I'm not eating here.
We used to have, just real quick, we used to have an aunt, another aunt.
Yeah, you and y'all's aunts in the family.
Me and my aunts that had like four cats. Mm. And she would always volunteer to make the cake for like an event like Easter or whatever, Memorial Day. And we were always like, nah, man, we're good. We don't need any cat hair in our cake.
Thanksgiving at my house, y'all.
You know what we really need, auntie?
We need to get rid of some cats.
We need brand new packages of cups. I mean, I'm talking about, they better not be open.
Really, we're picking it up.
Nah, we good.
We're good. We're good on the cake.
What about whenever somebody invites you over to their house? In their house, they you could tell they did not prepare at all for people to come over. It's just dirty and like they just didn't give a damn. Because usually when you go over somebody's house, like
it's the first thing you do, start cleaning.
Yeah, it's gonna be a time where I invite y'all over once we get settled in.
Mm-hmm.
Just imagine it, everything was just all over the place. I didn't give a damn, but
my wife's head would explode.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a red flag.
I feel like my mom's head would explode. She don't even have to be there. She would just sense it.
Yeah.
Like, you have people over and you ain't clean?
Yeah.
That's a couple things I got, man.
Mm-hmm. All right. That's Figgy's Mixtape. You catch it at 1:20 p.m. every weekday right here on Sports Radio 610. All right. Coming up next, we about get ready to hand off to the fellas of the drive today. It'll be Ron and B. Scott. But before we get there, do you believe Dana Brown when he says that, you know, they're top priority is bringing Alex Bregman back? We'll talk about that and more next.
Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service.
A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday Mega Deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off site-wide, plus premium doorbusters and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.